This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Well, it's a story that Rajan told us personally when we had lunch with him. I don't even know how it came up, folks, but he started talking about mental hospitals in India 100 years ago. And he said there was a test that they would give people in mental hospitals 100 years ago, or maybe more, to see if they were sane. And I was intrigued by this story, absolutely fascinated by it. Rajan said they would bring a person down to a room. One of the doctors would bring this person who'd been treated at the hospital for mental instability. And they would take them into a room, and in this concrete floor room, there would be a spigot, a water spigot on the wall, and it would not be gushing out, it would just be on, and water was covering the floor. And the test for mental sanity was to hand the person, the mental patient, a mop and a bucket and say, "Would you clean this room, please? Get the water up." And believe it or not, there were many people that would take the bucket and the mop, and then they would just start mopping the floor. The water's running out of the spigot. And they would mop, and then he said they would wring out the water into the bucket, and they would keep mopping, and they would do it all day. They would just mop. And only a few, only a handful, would go over when they got in the room and say, "You know what we need to do? We need to turn this spigot off." And when a man or woman would do that, they'd say, "That man is sane. That man is cured because he knew to turn off the spigot." Here's my point. There are people in this room, emotionally and spiritually, and all you've been doing all your life is the mop in the bucket with this relationship. I got to clean up this mess with him. And I've still got this baggage with mom, and I got to clean up that. And the spigot's still running. The spigot's still running. And Jesus didn't come with a spiritual mop and bucket for you to clean up the messes in your life. He came to deliver you from the bondage. And he came to turn off the spigot, and he said, "Get rid of this stuff and overturn the tables and catastrophically change things in your life. Turn things upside down in a positive way." And then he says, "You're no longer going to carry that stuff through the temple." And maybe today, as there were in both services, the first two services, people who are going to come out and say, "I've been carrying a mop and bucket all my life, and I'm tired. I'm tired of mopping up messes in my life, and I need deliverance." And I think that can happen today in the name of Christ and in the power of Christ. Jesus said, "My house will be called a house of prayer." That was a claim to deity. I don't know if you get that. What Jesus was saying, "This is my house," and I'm sure people said, "Who does that guy think he is to drive out those money changers? Who does he think he is to turn over the tables?" I'll tell you who he is. God in the flesh. It was a claim to deity when Jesus took authority and said, "My house, my temple will not be a den of thieves or robbers." I want to leave you with this thought. If the Lord were to describe the temple that you or me, what phrase would he use? A den of what? A den of robbers? A den of bitterness? A den of anger? A den of resentment, a den of lust. What would he use to describe the den that is you? We might be shocked, and I just want you to know that what Jesus did, he does. He wants to cleanse the temple area, and that temple, according to the Apostle Paul, is you and me. Not the person just next to you, but it's you. You, Paul said, don't you get it? Don't you know that you are the temple and the Holy Spirit resides in you? Change the way you think about everything. This may be the most important message in the whole series. Let me tell you why. Because there are too many people with buckets and mops in this room, and we need to be delivered. We need to turn the spigot off and let the Lord work in our lives beginning today. Let him do it. Give him the permission to do it. And you know what? He will. He will. Let's pray together.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.